Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Okay, so I am going to go very clinically today. I will talk about the definition of uniform civil code. I will talk about how our Constituent Assembly saw uniform civil code. I will talk about why people opposed uniform civil code. I will also talk about what are the advantages of uniform civil code. I will also talk about what are the disadvantages of uniform civil code. The first is, let us define uniform civil code. Now, the Uniform Civil Code calls for the formulation of one law for India, which could be applicable to all religious communities in matters such as marriage, divorce, inheritance, adoption. The code comes under Article 44 of the Constitution, which lays down that the state shall endeavor to secure uniform civil code for the citizens throughout the territory of India. Now, uniform civil code, let us understand very clearly. Uniform civil code is only bothered about adoption, divorce, inheritance, marriage. Marriage, divorce, inheritance, adoption. Four, this is where uniform civil code is. Which means that in certain religion, you can marry more than one person. In certain religion, you cannot marry more than one person. In certain religion, there is a process of adoption. In certain religion, there is a process of inheritance. In certain religion, the process of inheritance is different. So, what Uniform Civil Code says? Nay, the process should be the same. That's what Uniform Civil Code says. Now, the point I'm kind of emphasizing here is to understand that uniform civil code doesn't mean that in India we have different codes, different criminal or different laws for different people. A criminal law in India is the same, whichever caste, creed, community you come from. If you murder, if you rob, if you fraud, if you manipulate, if you kidnap, if you threaten, the law is the same for all of us. So, uniform civil code has nothing to do with that. So, this narrative where people say that, are ye kaisa ho sakta hai, ek aadmi ko ek law, dusra aadmi ko, no. It is only for these four things which I told you. Adoption, divorce, inheritance and marriage. Four laws. Bas, isme hi hai. Theek hai na? So, that's the definition of uniform civil code. Now, what did the Constituent Assembly think about Uniform Civil Code? Now, according to Article 44, in Part 4, the Constitution says that the state shall endeavor to secure citizen a uniform civil code throughout the territory of India. While there is no draft or model document yet for the Uniform Civil Code, the framers of the Constitution envisioned that it would be uniform set of laws that would replace distinctive personal laws of each religion with regard to matter of, like I told you, marriage, divorce, adoption and inheritance. Part 4 of the Constitution outlines the directive principle of state policy which will not be enforceable or justiciable in a court of law are fundamental to the country's governance. So the Constituent Assembly, to be very honest with you, was very keen to enforce the Uniform Civil Code. In fact, the Constituent Assembly said, like I told you, shall endeavor to secure for the citizens a uniform civil code throughout the territory of India. This was the mind of our framers of the Constitution. Now, they faced some oppositions. Now, let me tell you what all the oppositions they faced. The clause of Uniform Civil Code generated substantial debate in the Constituent Assembly about whether it should be included as a fundamental right or a directive principle. The matter had to be settled by vote with a majority of 5-4, wherein the subcommittee of the fundamental rights headed by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel decided that securing a UCC, that is Uniform Civil Code, was not within the scope of fundamental rights. So there was lot of debates. In fact, member of the assembly took starkly contrasting stance on UCC. Some also felt that India was too diverse a country for the UCC. Member Naziruddin Ahmad from Bengal argued that the settled civil law in all communities were inseparable connected with religious belief and practices. He felt that the UCC would come in the way of Article 19 of the draft constitution, now Article 25, which guarantees the right to freedom of religion subject to public order, morality, health. While he was not against the idea of a uniform civil law, he argued that the time for that has not yet come, adding that the process has to be gradual and not without consent and of the concerned communities. It is very simple. See, Article 25 says what? Article 25 says you can practice your religion. Now, if you say that you can practice your religion, that means you can do everything what your religion says. Now, the argument in the Constituent Assembly was, and I said, member Naziruddin Ahmad said this, listen, if you are going to impose Uniform Civil Code, which means that, you know, regardless of whichever religion you have to follow X amount of rules which are uniform to every religion, that goes against Article 14, now Article 25. He says that goes against Article 25, which gives you the right to practice your religion. So it is contradictory, isn't it? So this was the position then. Now, let me also tell you, the member didn't say that we should therefore not implement Uniform Civil Code. What the member said is we should implement Uniform Civil Code, but it should be a gradual process. And very clearly, a process where you have consent of every community. Then you implement Uniform Civil Code. So this was the view of the Constituent Assembly. Once again, the Constituent Assembly was keen to endeavor to put the Uniform Civil Code into place. There was a lot of resistance, and one of the voices that came through was that, listen, Uniform Civil Code karo, lekin ab nahi. It has to be done gradually, it has to be done slowly, and with the consent of the minority. Also, like I told you, it contradicts with Article 25. So one has to be very wary of that. So this is where, as far as history is concerned. ठीक है, चलो हिस्ट्री को साइड में रखते हैं. नाउ लेट अस गेट इनटू व्हाई पीपल सपोर्ट यूनिफॉर्म सिविल कोड. द फर्स्ट थिंग इज पीपल से इट विल इंटीग्रेट इंडिया. इट विल इंटीग्रेट इंडिया इज सो दैट यू नो देर इज नो डिफरेंट लॉज फॉर डिफरेंट पीपल नो मैटर व्हाट. मैरिज, इनहेरिटेंस, डिवोर्स एंड एडॉप्शन, दीज आर फोर वेरी फंडामेंटल processes in a citizen's life. So the state says, listen, you know what? It can't be that, you know, people have different laws, different people can work the way they, different people can do whatever they want to, is because that then the civil society of India will have different laws, isn't it? That was the argument number one. It will integrate India if you put Uniform Civil Code. Argument number two in support of UCC was that with the help of reducing vote bank politics, it will reduce vote bank politics. You see, integration will be more, therefore vote bank politics will be lesser. Since your basic every law is same, people will be more integrated, will be more closer, will be more together. So the vote bank politics will go. That was the point number two. Personal law, our laws are a loophole. By allowing personal law, we have constituted an alternative judicial system which operates thousands of years old values. The Uniform Civil Code could change that. It has its own loophole. That is the argument as far as support of Uniform Civil Code is concerned. Now, more, sign of modern progressive nation. Uniform Civil Code is a sign of modern progressive nation. One nation, one law. Because end of the day, old laws can drag the nation back. Whereas if your laws are updated and according to the society at that point in time, it helps the progress of the nation. That's the point they made. It will give more rights to women. Now, divorce, triple talaq, we know of all that. So, another pro argument is it will give more rights to women. All Indians should be treated the same. We spoke about that. It promotes real secularism. It promotes real secularism because har ek ke liye law same hai. So, you don't have to go to personal law board. You don't have to look at another law book for any settlement of any issues, whether it is personal or whether it is criminal. So, it will be real secular. For Hindu, for Muslim, for Sikh, for anybody, it will be the same law. So, it will be real secular. Change has been the law of nature. I spoke to you about that. We have to be dynamic. Law has to change. Law has to be for today. Now, whether that is practiced in all the other laws, one doesn't know, because there are a lot of laws which are still draconian and we still practice it. But theek hai. The understanding is law has to change. It has to be dynamic, which we spoke about also. Many provisions of specific personal law are in violation of human rights. So that's another thought, that you know, there are a lot of laws in personal laws which may violate human rights. So that's another point that was made. Article 25 and Article 26 guarantees the freedom of religion, and Uniform Civil Code is not opposed to secularism. So the counter question to what the MP raised in the Constituent Assembly is, see, Article 25, Article 26 gives you the right to practice your religion. But Uniform Civil Code doesn't stop you from practicing your religion. It is just making everything same for everybody. So that's the argument here. That's a counter argument here, that people who support the Uniform Civil Code says the codification and unification of the personal law will produce more coherent and legal system. This will reduce the existing confusion. Same thing. I mean, most of these points are same. They say that, listen, you know what? So you don't have to have different laws for different people. It'll stop confusion in the legal system. Ki bhai, ye Hindu law hai to ye alag hai, ye Muslim law hai to ye alag hai, ye Parsi law hai to ye alag hai. That confusion will be taken away. So these are the things that people say for Uniform Civil Code. Now let us look at people who talk against Uniform Civil Code and what is their view on this. Now the first and foremost view is difficult due to India's diversity. We are a diverse nation. Everybody has their right to practice our own laws. In fact, we are the only nation that has given an island a complete free hand. There is no law applicable in that island. Do you know that? That island is called Sentinelese. There is no Indian law applicable there. So there anybody can murder anybody, kill anybody, eat anything, drink anything, whatever the law is, how marriage the way they want, divorce the way they want, have children the way they want, adopt the way they want. We are one nation who have given that right to that that state. And we, unlike Britishers and all who wanted to kind of get in there and, you know, kind of create a... We, as Indian government, we said, figure it. If they want to live their own way, let them live their own life. We have actually cordoned off that island. The point that I'm trying to make is we are a diverse country, diverse religion, diverse cultures. So we have our own way of doing things. So Uniform Civil Code may harm that. That's the point number one. Interference with state in personal matters. Acha. Now this is a larger subject. Till where will you allow the state to interfere? Till the doorstep of your house, after which it is your own personal life? Is that where the state can come in? Can the state enter your relationships, which is your marriage, your bonding with your child, your adoption of a child? Can the state interfere there? Can the state interfere in who you want to give, whether you give a son, whether you give a daughter? Can the state interfere? This is a question that needs debate. Because to a certain extent, yeah, I mean, some people will say, yes, giving a son and not giving the daughter is wrong. That was a practice at one point in time. Maybe having multiple spouses is wrong, is what someone would say. So who decides and how much can the state decide for you? Where does the state end and the personal individual freedom begins? That's the question that they ask. People from different communities are not willing to adopt the secular laws separated from personal laws. They are not willing to accept. Some people say, "Mereko nahi karne ka." Now, how do we tackle that? Remember Constituent Assembly? They had said that, you know, take time, do it, take your time, but take consent from the community. Take consent from the community. The people say communities are not willing to consent even now. That's another point. Every religion will say that it has the right to decide various issues on matter of personal law, like I told you. So, more or less, it is the same thing. Religion does not want. Broadly, it is like this. Broadly, it is like this. One set of people say that, listen, you know, it will integrate the country. Uniform civil code is not to divide the people. Uniform civil code will unite the people. A lot of people say that Constituent Assembly mein bola tha ki uniform civil code should be endeavored. We should endeavor to put uniform civil code. Our founding fathers, the framers of our constitution had also said that we should endeavor that. There was argument, there was debate, there was a lot of objections to it. But end of the day, even the objections were concluded that, listen, we will do it, not now, at a future date, but with the consent of the community. So that is how it ended. That is what one set of people will say. The second set of people will say, "Bhai, kitna karoge yaar? It is my life. I follow my religion. My religion says I can do this when I get married. I can do this for adoption. I can give my inheritance to X. I don't need to give my inheritance to Y. How much will you interfere in my life?" Criminal law is the same. If I commit a crime against anybody, it is the same. It is the same for a Hindu, it is the same for the Muslim. But how much should I give my son or my daughter is my choice. No. Some people will say that. Some people will say that, listen, you know what? You are going against, again, Article 25. Why? Because, array, it is my religious freedom. You gave me that religious freedom. The Constitution gave me that religious freedom. Now you are saying that religious freedom to hai, lekin ye ye religion ka follow nahi karne ka. How is that fair? So these are the two views, very clear views. Okay, now let's talk 5 minutes on judiciary. How does the judicial system see this? Okay, the Supreme Court in various judgments has called for the implementation of UCC. The Supreme Court has been kind of pro-Uniform Civil Code. In its Mohammad Ahmed Khan versus Shah Banu Begum judgment in 1985, where a divorced Muslim woman demanded maintenance from her husband, the apex court, while deciding whether to give prevalence to the CRPC to the Muslim Law Board, called for the implementation of Uniform Civil Code. Shah Banu case is famous, so everybody knows about it. Okay, where the Supreme Court said no, CRPC versus personal law board, they said, let's go for a uniform civil code. Let us have one law for everybody. So Supreme Court has been, traditionally, has been for uniform civil code. Now, what is the Law Commission saying? Now, the Modi government in 2016 requested the Law Commission of India to determine how to form a code in the presence of thousands of personal laws in the country. In 2018, the Law Commission submitted a 185-page consultation paper on the reform of family law. The paper stated that a unified nation did not necessarily need uniformity, adding that secularism could not contradict the plurality prevalent in the country. In fact, the term secularism had meaning only if it assured the expression of any form of difference, the commission noted. Now the Law Commission, who gave a 185-page report, they were not for Uniform Civil Code. Very interestingly, they said, see, listen, you see, uniformity will only prevail if there is plurality. You can't compromise on plurality to maintain uniformity. Because then the concept of secularism is gone. Then the concept of unity is gone. Because the moment you are compromising on plurality, you are forcing plurality to say, no, you can't do this, even if your religion says so, you have to do this because the law says so. That ends secularism. This is what the 185 pages Law Commission said. In fact, while saying that Uniform Civil Code is neither necessary nor desirable at this stage, the report recommended discriminatory practices, prejudice and stereotypes with a particular religion and its personal laws should be studied and amended. The commission suggested certain measures in marriage, divorce that should be uniformly accepted in the personal law boards and of all religion. Some of these amendments included fixing of marriageable age of the boys and girls at 18 years so they are married as equals, making adultery a ground for divorce for men and women, and simplifying the divorce procedure. It also called for the abolition of the Hindu undivided family as tax-exempted entity. So, very interestingly, this commission said that, listen, you know what? Other than getting a uniform civil code, they said it is not the right time even yet. Other than getting uniform civil codes, let's look at personal laws in these personal communities. Certain community, let's look at personal laws and let us uniform certain laws, like you can only marry after the age of 18. If you marry before the age of 18 for girls and 21 before for guys, it is illegal. The marriage is illegal. It also spoke about, you know, you can't have HUF, Hindu undivided family, as a tax exempted entity. So he said, they said, listen, don't look at the law in totality. Ek din mein chalo, sab, uniform, done. Aisa mat karo. You take each community, you look at, specifically study those communities, study those laws, understand the flaws, try to correct those flaws. Make divorce processes easier. Ensure that, divorce processes, the wife or the person who is dependent is taken care of. You know, take care of all of that. Take care of those issues, other than changing the law. This was what the Law Commission said. Very interesting. So this is what Uniform Civil Code is. I hope I've narrated the concept to you. Until I see you next time. Namaskar. If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the House of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.